Hi, welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for this week. It's the 1st of February. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Simon. It's been a big week.
It has been a big week. And I thought the first thing we should touch on was the brilliant win of Lazarus in the Victoria Cup last Saturday night. Gee, he was back to his best, wasn't he?
Yeah, he sure was. So, you know, he was brave in defeat the start prior to that. But yeah, his run in the Victoria Cup was one that would definitely be one a lot of people remember. He smashed the track record. He went 152.5 over the middle distance, and he just seemed to do it so easy. So pretty scary, considering he's just a four-year-old. You know, what else lies ahead for this very talented horse?
Because he's, you'd have to say, probably the best pacer on earth at the moment, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd have to. You'd go close, certainly in the Southern Hemisphere. Just the way he's doing it. And you know, he's racing some pretty nice horses and sort of beating them easily. So, yeah, you'd certainly say he's the best in the Southern Hemisphere at the moment.
Yeah, he is racing again this Saturday night as a 25-1 on favourite, which we'll touch on shortly.
Yeah.
But firstly, Amanda, the Teal Pants promotion is back and it kicks off today.
Yeah, it sure does, Simon. So punters and harness racing followers are going to see a lot of Teal out on the track for the next few weeks as all the female drivers across New South Wales, as well as Victoria, Queensland, South Australia and even Western Australia this year, take part in the Teal Pants promotion. So this kicks off today, 1st of February, until March 11th. And all lady drivers will wear the teal-coloured pants when they drive in official races. And it's all about raising awareness for ovarian cancer and the charity, the Women's Cancer Foundation, which is set up to raise money towards research of this really bad disease. So I've got a little stat for you, Simon. More than 70% of women diagnosed with ovarian cancer will not survive the disease. They call it the silent killer in women because usually by the time it's diagnosed, it's too late to do anything about it. So that's why it's so important to raise awareness and even more money towards researching this bad disease. So it's a great initiative. All the girls really get behind it, particularly here in New South Wales. We have some driving ambassadors as well that will wear special colours when they race. We've got Ellen Rickson. She's the leading driver sort of in the metropolitan area. Maddie Young in the Southwest Riverina, and we've got Emma Turnbull in the Western Districts. And we also have trainers that are ambassadors here in New South Wales with Kerri-Ann Turner and Lauren Tritton, where their horses will wear special Team Teal silks as well. So, really looking forward to it. We raised almost $50,000 last year towards the Women's Cancer Foundation. So hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, that's a fantastic result. And it runs all through February until about middle of March, does it?
Yeah, so it finishes until on March 11 down in Victoria, where the man behind this whole initiative, Duncan McPherson, who sadly lost his wife to this terrible disease, they have a race named in her honour down in Victoria at Melton, and it all ends on that night. So hence why this promotion goes for that long.
Now, some significant driving milestones are about to be reached.
Yeah, sure are, Simon. So young reinsman Robbie Morris is currently sitting on 997 winners for his career. Only 17 other drivers since 1975 have driven more than 1,000 winners here in New South Wales. So for Robbie, who's only 25, it's a remarkable feat when he reaches it. I had a chat with him the other day and he seems to think he'll be able to crack the 1,000 by the end of this week because he has a few drives at Penrith on Thursday night and also at Menangle on Saturday night. So another driver that's nearing a milestone is Jack Traynor, the former Kiwi who's now based in New South Wales. Jackie, he's currently sitting on 196 winners, so he's had a pretty good week. He's grabbed a few wins this past week, so he's only 4 wins shy of the 200 mark, so pretty good, pretty remarkable for 2 young drivers.
Well, one man that's taking all before him, of course, is Mark Purdon, and he has the 2 favourites in Saturday's feature race at Menangle, the Group 3 Brian Hancock, the Brian Hancock Cup. Our Dream About Me's come up $1.65.
Yeah, well, that Mark Purdon, he's obviously created many milestones during his fantastic career. And yes, he has those two, the two favourites for that feature race at Menangle. Let's Chase the Dream. He raced at Menangle last Saturday night in preparation for the Chariots of Fire. And he sent out a very stern warning to his rivals. He stopped the clock in 149.9. Natalie Rasmussen, she drove him for that win. And she'll be driving the Entire again this weekend, while Queensland driver Shane Graham will drive Our Dream About Me. So she hasn't raced since the end of December, but has won her last few starts. And the Purdon Rasmussen combination also have their talented filly Partyon racing at Menangle on Saturday night. And she, of course, she set a new three-year-old filly's Australian mile record when winning the race memorial at Menangle a couple of weeks ago. She went 151.3 for a three-year-old filly, so pretty smart time.
Well, alongside Menangle's meeting on Saturday night, it's a bumper program at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Big, big night of racing in Victoria with the Derby on and the Hunter Cup and a host of other races. Now, Lazarus will line up in the four-year-old Bonanza as the $1.04 favourite. Does he need to win this to get into the Chariots?
Yeah, he does. So only the winner will receive, will automatically qualify for the Chariots. So he needs to win this. There's no other, the conditions for the Chariots is that winners of a feature race over in Western Australia, the 4 and 5 year old stakes in New Zealand, and the winner of the Bonanza will automatically qualify, while the rest of the field for the Chariots will be made up of the Powerface Adios stakes and the Hondo Grattan stakes that were held at Menangle. So obviously the winners of those two races will go in, and maybe and the place getters as well. So yeah, Lazarus has to win.
Okay, so yeah. I'll be keen to watch Lazarus again in action on Saturday night. Yeah. Mark Purdon's got the twos on favourite in the Derby as well. Vincent, he's got another good three-year-old here. It's $1.50.
Yeah, he's very impressive, isn't he? So, look, the New South Wales is strongly represented in these feature races. Obviously, in the Derby, we have Astride as well as Blue Moon Rising, who ran a pretty game second in his heat. But, yeah, Mark Purdon, he's seems to be winning it all. And Vincent drawn a little awkwardly inside the second row, but there is that sprint lane at Melton. So, yeah, it'll be a very interesting race.
And we see the Inter-Dominion winner and the Ballarat Cup winner, the last horse to defeat Lazarus, Smolder, line up in the big one, the Group 1 Hunter Cup, and he's come up the $2.20 favourite.
Yeah, he's drawn not too bad. He's inside drawn barrier 9, second on the second row. And, yeah, he's just racing in sensational form at the moment. So, and then, obviously, we've got Lenny the Shark as well. I think he's about the second favourite. And New South Wales-wise, we've got Yaya's Hotspot, All Black Stride and Bling It On. So a few strong chances there as well.
Is Bling It On any chance? Do you think you'd probably need something to go wrong with the favourite?
Yeah, look, I think Smolder is in such strong form at the moment, but Bling It On's been racing really well. His third last start was quite impressive. And if he gets the right run, I'm sure he'll be in the money.
Righto, Amanda, anything else for us before we wrap it up?
That's about it. So massive weekend again of racing. Obviously the big night down in Victoria with the Hunter Cup night on, and a nice meeting at Menangle complementing that as well on Saturday night. So really looking forward to it as we sort of roll into the Sky Racing Carnival of Miracles, which kicks off at Menangle next weekend. So yeah, it's all happening.
Good stuff. Always good to talk to you, Amanda. I'll talk to you on Saturday morning and we'll get your thoughts for the program at Tabcorp Park, Menangle.
Look forward to it. It's been a pleasure, Simon.